This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Here we go. Really looking forward to having this conversation. The festival is called Art and Industry Festival, and we're talking to the director, Donna Jackson. And Donna, are you there?
Good afternoon, David.
Hello. Now, before we get into the festival, which I can't wait to talk to you about because it sounds absolutely fascinating, who is Donna Jackson?
Who is Donna Jackson? Well, it depends on which decade we're talking about, but in the late 80s, I was Donna Jackson in a band called Nice Girls Don't Spit.
Oh.
I used to play at the Tote.
Yeah.
And then I was in another all-girl band called The Sharons. And it was an interesting time in the late 80s and the early 90s when we had lots of all-girl bands around playing lots of rock and roll, and Nice Girls Don't Spit were a bit more country.
Oh, were they? I was going to say it sounds a little bit more punky, but they weren't. They were country.
Country punky. So we do things right. Like play Johnny Cash Very Far.
Right, okay.
Songs like Folsom Prison that we call it, you know, some sort of girls' prison or something. So it was just a pretty wild time around Collingwood and Fitzroy and playing music.
And Donna, how good is Melbourne in that respect? That, you wouldn't have made a lot of money, but, you would have got a following and you were doing stuff that you loved and, and people really appreciate it, and that's what makes this city so great, isn't it?
I think so, and I think that the city has always supported the arts, a new art, and often been at the vanguard of where the arts are moving in Australia. And I think part of it, sometime it is about our winter and going into sort of, you know, being inside a lot, and it makes us very creative. And after I'd done a number of girl bands, I then went to Footscray Arts Centre and I started the Women's Circus at Footscray Arts Centre.
Right.
Yeah, 1991.
Right.
That was so that was a different time too. That was a time when, you know, I went to get funding for a circus for women, and it was like asking for funding for, you know, gay whales or something. They just didn't, no one had heard of women doing circus, or they couldn't understand why women needed their own circus. And so it took a long time to get the funding to set up the Women's Circus, and I started that and directed some shows with the Women's Circus, and we used to use old warehouses around the Footscray area.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't afford to hire theatres or spaces. And so our first show we did along the Maribyrnong River next to Dynon Road, outdoors with a aerial trapeze rig that we borrowed from Circus Oz. And we had about 4,000 people come and see the show.
Whoa, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was also a time when there was more women's theatre had an actual following an audience for it. It was very popular in the early 90s, and circus was very new and edgy.
Yep.
And it sort of felt like when roller derby started, you know, outsiders,
okay. Yep.
Tough girls doing wild things.
Yeah. So, but Donna, you touched on something there, that there was a lot of women's theatre and a lot. Do you feel that it's dropped off a bit nowadays, as in, or it's just becoming more, everyone's doing stuff together? There are quite a few women's theatre groups still, just women, aren't there?
Yes, I think the Rabble are an interesting theatre group in the Melbourne area, and I think there are still things happening. But I think that the discussion is always evolving. So the feminist theatre that we were doing in 1991 isn't the same sort of feminist theatre that I would be doing in 2020. I think that now we'd be talking about gender and identity. I think there's a whole lot of complex new ideas that women's or feminist theatre could be engaged in. So I think that's the new groundwork.
Now, after that, you left, and because Joy, on Joy, we ran like a little community announcement for the Women's Circus for many, many years.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, I was at the Women's Circus. It took me 2 years to set up the Women's Circus as the founder of it, and then I directed the circus for 6 years. And then I went on to do a one-woman show called Car Maintenance, Explosives and Love.
I love it.
And I did that show. It was about those things. And because I'm a bit of a petrol head as well as a theatre person, I've got a long history of driving Chevrolets. I've got a 1964 Chev. And so that show was about my 1964 Chev and about gay relationships, power, class, and I had an angle grinder and some explosives in it. So that was my sort of angry young woman show that I did for a number of years. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Until I got sick of climbing up ropes and jumping over cars. So
those blisters, they never go.
That's right. You get to a stage in your 40s and you go, oh, I don't think I can roll out of another bonnet of a boot of a car and do a somersault. Nah.
So where did this festival come? Oh, unless I'm butting in here, and is this another part of your amazing career already that you would like to just add?
Oh, then after that, I spent a decade working as the artistic advisor for Regional Arts Victoria.
Right.
And so I was really lucky that I got to go all around Victoria collaborating with different artists and helping them develop artworks that went from landscape installation to fashion events to installations, sculptures, anything. So I got to work in a whole lot of different mediums as their advisor and collaborate with people. So I think with the arts, people don't always realise that you need to be really good at your OHS, occupational health and safety.
Yep.
And for the circus, I've got a strong background in that area. And it means that I can do things like advise on doing machinery ballets, or I can do a kayak ballet. And if you go on my website, Hubcap Productions, Donna Jackson, you can see there's pictures of stand-up paddleboard ballets in Mandurah, Western Australia, and on the Gold Coast. So then I went around Australia working with different communities in different places, making big, large-scale projects, lots of times in the landscape and site specifically.
Yeah.
And then I came back, and I live in Newport in Melbourne, and I thought, oh, I don't want to go away travelling all the time. Like, I've travelled a lot with Regional Arts Victoria and with different projects around Australia with communities, and I thought, I want to do something in my own local area.
Yep.
And so I used to go out at night with my camera photographing oil tanks and the mobile refinery, because I really like the architecture of industrial spaces and photographing the West Gate Bridge from different angles. And when I was out there, I kept running into other people who were also photographing our industrial landscape at night. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not a total weirdo. there are other people who appreciate this industrial aesthetic. And so I went to the local council and said, look, I want to start an art and industry festival, because the place, this part of the western suburbs that I live in, Hobson's Bay, we've got old spaces where they used to build trains. We've got old spaces that there's an old dockyard down here. And there's also OI Glass, where they still make 500 stubbies per minute, 24/7, just up the road, and they've been doing it for 100 years. So it's a really interesting industrial landscape that I live in. And I don't think industry is good or bad. I mean, I know there's problems with pollution and all those things, but it is the actual truth of the space that I live in. And so I thought, I'd like to try and tell stories about our local area and use industry as the theme for that.
Yep.
And the council said yes. It's not often I pitch stuff and people say yes, but this time they went, we need a festival, and you're well linked with the community and you do good projects, yes, to your art and industry festival. So I've been in partnership with them doing this festival biannually since 2016, and this one, November, this November the 20th and to the 29th, will be my third Art and Industry Festival.
Right. And so what it is, it's people that make stuff that you know, like, it's art as well. Yeah, you know, because like, art is art. Making stuff is collides. Worlds collide, don't they?
They do. I mean, so for example, one example we've got in doing a project with a sign writer. His name's Tony Mead, and he's a classically trained sign writer. So he can paint beautiful signs on walls, or he can print off signs on his computer now, which is the new thing. But he can actually do it by hand. So he found this fantastic water tank in Spotswood, and right near Science Works, and he wanted to paint a giant mural on this water tank that says, "Welcome to Spotswood," in an old school retro font. And so he's painting that mural, and then I've got a filmmaker who's making a little film about him painting the mural. So it's sort of bringing different artists together and sometimes showing things that people may not understand, that sign writing actually is an art form.
Oh, absolutely. It truly is an art form, and especially, you know, like you see a bar sign and they use all the beautiful old school lettering and stuff. And that's a true art form, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I suppose the other event that we've got that I think maybe some of your listeners might be interested in is called Industrial Fashion.
Yep.
And in that, I've got a number of designers in the area, and they've all created outfits inspired by local industry to make wild and fantastic outfits. So, for example, Anna Kay is a designer, and I went with her to Toyota, and they used to make Toyota cars out in Altona, and they've stopped making cars, but they've got some car parts out there. And so I went out with Anna, and she got all these fantastic Futura Toyota car mats made out of rubber.
Yep.
And she's made fantastic outfits in rubber out of this Toyota car part.
Yep. And sounds fantastic. Hey, unfortunately, we've run out of time. So it's called Art and Industry Festival, and it's on from the 20th to 29th. How do we find out more about it?
You go to the artandindustryfestival.com, and our fashion event is online for you to. It's free, but you can download it. It's on next Friday night. And then we've got a song series concert the next Friday night. So basically, it's all online, artandindustryfestival.com.au.
Donna, wonderful speaking to you, and it sounds exciting.
David.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.